What's up, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: you get out what you put in. All right, so I had one of those hectic mornings. I had a call with one of my boys from the States this morning and we were chatting for about 30, 40 minutes, Cody, which was awesome. He lives in Seattle and he's an online-based trainer, and I was chatting to him for a while and that was awesome to catch up. I did some other stuff that I had to do, and then I hit my meditation, got up, had a shower. I always shower before. I'm going to jiu-jitsu right now. I'm driving to jiu-jitsu. I'm always going to jiu-jitsu, so you guys, when I'm in the car, you know that. But I'm driving to training, and I went to pick up my gi, and my gi was wet. Now, gi is like the pajamas that you wear in jiu-jitsu, but yeah, the pant leg was all wet because we're getting our house painted, so there's no clothesline at the moment because their clothesline's under the veranda and they're painting that area. Now I'm like, fuck, all right, cool, what can I do? So I got Tull's hair dryer on it. I was just hair drying the gi to try and dry it out, because I went there Monday with no gi and everyone had a gi and I felt left out, so I was trying to fit in, get that gi dry. Anyway, jump in my car running a little bit late because I had to dry the gi, and there's no fucking fuel, and I'm like, oh shit. All right, so I had a dilemma, and this dilemma I've faced multiple times, and today I felt like I made the right decision. But I had the decision of like, hey, do I drive to training and risk running out of fuel, but be there on time if I make it, and then just get fuel after training and hope that I make it to the petrol station, or do I fill up and then risk being a couple minutes late? Now, I had my heart fully set on risking it. I was like, yep, no, I'll be right. We'll be right. There's like 50 Ks before it goes into the flatline area. Should be fine. I'll be right. I'll be sweet. I'll just get it after. And then I was driving closer towards where I had to go, and the petrol station was coming up. I'm like, it's going to literally take me a minute to fill up. And it probably, if I'm running late, it'll probably be 3 minutes, but I'll at least guarantee myself to get there. I'm like, all right, sweet. Anyway, it led me to this thought process of the conversation I had with one of the girls in the gym. Actually, it was on Messenger, but it was about stuff in the gym. Is you get out what you put in, right? Now, in terms of fuel, it's a very obvious one. If I didn't fill my fuel up, there's a high chance I would have conked out and been stuck on the side of the road calling RACV or calling Tal and trying to get some petrol, which is a pain in the ass for everybody involved, and it costs money and it's just a waste of time. Whereas if I put some time into it, prepare myself and, you know, take 3 minutes to fill up my fuel and then go, I'm definitely going to get there. And, you know, even if I am a couple minutes late, I'm still there. I'm still able to train, still get to do what I want to do. Now, when you start to apply this stuff to the gym, especially, because this is where that conversation piped up from, we have a look at the people in the gym. As a coach, I can see people who are doing the 4, 5, 6 days a week of training. It's blatantly obvious. You can tell there's a huge difference between someone who comes in and does 1 or 2 to someone who does 5 or 6. You can see the rate of progression is just tremendous. You can see the people who are putting in good foods into their body, because they're losing weight, they're dropping kilos, they're looking leaner, they've got more energy, they're training better, their cardio gets better, everything is improving, right? You can see the people who try a little bit harder, that push themselves beyond that point of like comfort. Right now, I'm never someone who thinks it's good to max out all the time. I think stick to the plan is always best. But when there's a group of guys on the Monday, Wednesday, 7:30 group, it's like every day's a max out day for them. It kills me, but I love it at the same time. They're like, I'll be like, all right, 3 sets 2, do it like this, blah, blah, blah. I turn around, they're hitting their PB, they're going up 10 kilos more than probably what they should have, and they're having a crack. And I'm like, motherfuckers. And then I can't help but smile and just love it, because they're just trying harder and having a crack. Now, long term, will that work? Probably not. They've got to slow it down eventually, and they will. They'll learn one day. They'll listen to me one day, because every single person who's strong in the gym had this point with me, where I was like, they felt like I was trying to hold them back. And then when they started to listen, they progressed really, really fast. But it's a learning curve. So you guys in the Monday, Wednesday, 7:30 crew, I love what you're doing, but fucking slow down a little bit. I love you guys, but just chill. Follow the plan, go as hard as you can within the plan parameters, and it'll definitely work. Anything outside of that, I can't guarantee. It's like you lose that guarantee from me. But within this conversation, guys, these boys, because they are pushing themselves so hard, they are still progressing rapidly. So I can't be mad at them, right? But one thing that I can guarantee, if they weren't pushing themselves to even the parameters that we're asking, let alone beyond that, they're not going to progress at all. They're going to be stuck. this whole concept of you know, you get out what you put in, it's true across the board. Like, people think about, you know, it's a very simple analogy for this is a savings account, right? People look at their savings account like, I'm fucking broke. And it's because you haven't put in enough money into that savings account. You've taken out more than, you've spent more than you've saved, and that's what leaves that that end result, right? It's very, very, very simple in that. But in the body, it's the same thing. If your goal or target is to get stronger, hit certain benchmarks, get fitter, get leaner, whatever it is, there's a direct correlation to you hitting those results and the amount of work that you put in, right? And the amount of food that you put in, or the way you track your food, however you do that. Like, if you're overweight currently, it's because you haven't tracked or you haven't stuck to the right plan for you to be in a healthy weight range, right? There might be some things that you just need to tweak, and that changes the whole game. Okay, so as I wrap this up, I don't want to keep harping on this because it's so simple and it makes so much sense that I can leave you with a 5-minute podcast and you can just go and fucking take action and crush it from here. Now, where in your life are you trying to take out more than you're putting in? Where in your life are you trying to expect higher results than the work that you have put in to get those results? Part two to this. How can you fix that balance? What do you need to do? What is step one? What's the action step to start to shift towards getting the actual result that you want to get more out of what you're putting in? All right, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. If you have any questions, please hit me up. We are doing an expansion at Royal. So if you are keen on becoming a part of Royal Fitness, message me quickly because we're going to fill up all these spots. I've got 15 in the strength club that I'm planning on filling up by the start of the year, and I haven't started promoting it. There's one I'm going to close in today. He's going to come on board, and so that'll be down to 14, and then from there the expansion will happen very rapidly. So if you have any friends or family members that need to get on board for you Royal Fitness members, get them to get in touch with us ASAP. If not, if you aren't a Royal Fitness member, jump on board. Just come on. Message us on the Facebook page. Message me on the Facebook page. We'll start to get you sorted. It's going to be a big 2019. I'd love to have you a part of it. But guys, beyond that, take action from what I talk about in these podcasts because it will start to shift your thinking. It will start to shift your life. I can promise you that. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.